CliffCentral.com.
Such beautiful late night music, we're going to imagine that it's 10 o'clock at night. Because at night we talk about sex. And at night we do sex. Because we don't bring sex into the daylight. But it's 10 o'clock in the morning on cliffcentral.com and we are talking about sex. So welcome everybody. It is really cool to be with you all this morning. And thank you, Jeff, for such cool music. I really like that. So we're sitting here with the Black Spider and with one of my closest friends, a really important person in my life. And we are talking about monogamy and we're talking about swinging and we're talking about all sorts of things around that. So welcome, Laura.
Hello, John T.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
What I do.
Yeah, and then we'll get into the real meaty
and
stuff.
How I do it. Good. I own Pharaoh's Fantasy Club, which is private fantasy club. And we created a place where people can play. Like you say, at night? No. I think in the day, sex can be good. Anyway, Pharaoh's is beautiful. It's for open-minded couples that want to have or enjoy sex, or in all different ways, and you know, you don't necessarily have to have sex. A lot of people come there just to come and have a look and spice up their sex life.
Yeah, and that's really interesting because the spectrum of possibilities is absolutely huge. So we'd love for you to take part in this discussion. So please message us on WeChat. And give us a call on 0861-555-189. And every time I say that, I still think I'm in an American movie.
Especially, I think, people that don't know. They talk about it. They think about it. They want to go somewhere naughty. Phone us.
Yeah, and that's interesting. So there's a very fascinating idea that says that the way we have set relationships up makes them almost impossible to succeed. And the idea is that we expect one person to fulfill all of our emotional needs, our spiritual needs, our intellectual needs, and our sexual needs. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the spectrum of our sexual and sensual interests and what we would like to express, it's almost impossible for one person to do that.
Yeah, Jonty, I don't think that any human being is really born to be with only one person for the rest of his life.
Wow, that's quite a bold statement.
Well, if you just look, you know, I just take generally. If you look at how men created this world for themselves, mm-hmm. there's a lot of bordellos, there's a lot of strip places, there's lots of wonderful. I nearly want to say sleazy, but it's not true. Everything in life has got a place.
True, true.
And where does it put woman? Hmm. Where do we go?
Exactly.
Yes. We have babies.
It's mainly a male-dominated thing to have
so
strip clubs and such.
I don't want to say Pharaoh's too much. I'm not here to advertise for anybody. I think we created something, and especially Jonty and myself, has got together and maybe created a beautiful platform mm-hmm. where women can talk mm-hmm. and women can open up and women can play and women can have fun.
Because mm-hmm. this is where it gets interesting, because a lot of women have incredibly powerful sexualities and sometimes even more powerful than men. So one of my favorite things is that a sexually powerful woman is most men's greatest fear and their greatest fantasy.
And yet it's something that every man wants. they'll go to another woman to get it. But my own yeah. woman must have the babies and she must be the lady.
Exactly.
Excuse me, that very same lady, when you're not looking, is posing in the mirror and she's having fun with herself maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have it with her? So I think communication is very important between people.
And that's really what a lot of this world is about. It's saying that if you can do something with openness, you can actually incorporate it into your relationship. You can both find satisfaction. Because one of the most destructive things for a relationship is an affair.
Absolutely.
So when you're doing it behind somebody's back, that's not open. And the amount of people having affairs, I mean, with all of these huge websites, what's that one? Ashley Madison and all of these things, where they tell you how to cheat.
Yes.
That's what
they
do. How to cheat. And we condone that and we say, that's okay. And we live with a sexual morality that's actually coming from the dark ages.
But what Laura does is so taboo. How can a man take his wife to a place like that?
And how can a wife take her husband to a place? Because a lot of times it comes from the woman.
Och, and I love it when women phone in and they say, Laura, I've heard about this place and, you know, I've been thinking about it and I spoke to my husband about it and he nearly had a heart attack. But, you know, he wants me to be this tiger in bed. And I always say to them, bring him.
But a lot of times these women are tigers in bed, but they have suppressed it for so long because it's never actually been okay for that power to be there.
But then she brings him and he's been begging her to be this tiger. Now, hear me, women become tigers.
Absolutely. And that terrifies a lot of men because they can't keep up with it. So their fear of the sexually powerful woman is that basically, to be quite blunt and... we can say this on the radio, which is so cool. She's going to fuck him to death and ask for more.
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. That is
But
brutal.
You know what? It also opens this avenue where she can say, you know, lovey, I'd love to have sex with you in front of everybody.
See, now I can hear that. Like, that is very appealing to me.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. That you can actually say that?
Yeah.
I love that.
Because that's the spectrum of possibility. And a lot of people who are involved in sex outside of their relationship, it's not always just about sex and just about penetration. And this is kind of one of the biggest myths. Because it's not just about having sex with somebody else. There is so much more.
So what's it about then?
Well, think about your sexual behavior or your sexual interests. Because within us is this incredible range of sexual interests. So sometimes we want to watch because that's exciting. So do you know how many people watch porn?
No.
Okay,
but I'm sure many.
Okay, so here's something fascinating.
It always happens behind closed doors.
That's it, because here's something fascinating. There is a therapist who sent me a fascinating article in The Week. He's a sex-positive therapist, and this is a sex-positive show, and we're living in a sex-positive world.
Mm-hmm.
And in his article, he has done some research. The approximate number of unique visitors to all adult websites in 2006 per month worldwide was 420 million.
Wow.
Pornhub single-handedly brought in that many visitors in 2013 in about 10 days.
What?
So, Galen Fuss in America, thank
That's
you for
your
article.
That's a hell of a lot
article.
More people that go to church.
That's it. And this is not only men, this is women, and this is couples, and this is people expressing aspects of their sexuality. So they're not looking just for people having sex. They're looking for this whole range of sexual possibilities. So sometimes you want to watch, because that's exciting. And the simple truth is that watching sex and watching nudity.
We all want to see.
That's it. We all want to see. Full stop.
Something.
And sometimes we want to be watched.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I do.
And sometimes we might want to just play a little bit and dip your toe into the water. What does this feel like? So a lot of women who want to explore this world, their big thing is they want to have an experience with another woman. And for most men, that's top of the list fantasy. I want to see my wife with another woman.
That's an interesting point. It's amazing how many men will phone in. And the very first thing is, will we be able to have a threesome? or a foursome or a fivesome. You'll hardly ever find a guy that phones and says, you do. We want to have a threesome with a man. It's always a woman. And I sat down and thought about this. Why is it that men want to have more women? Is it because they can't handle it? And they think they can because they can't. More than one or two or three women, they all think they can. But I got to the conclusion that when you're a baby, when a baby's born, mm-hmm. he gets fondled. And you know, when who baths the baby? It's the mommy, the granny, the helper, the sister, or whatever. It's always
yeah,
a woman.
It's always a woman.
So
that's true.
She plays yeah. with his tortie and she cleans his little balls. And you know, yeah. he gets a little erection and he lies there with a big smile on his face. It's so beautiful. Yeah. From a baby
it's a natural
already.
Thing.
He
it's
is born to think it. He can handle more than one woman.
Fact is, when a lot of men come down to the reality of it, they can't. So I have to talk about something personal here. Because in my early 20s, I was desperate to have a threesome.
Okay.
Now, this was...
With male or female?
With a couple. It was a couple. What I thought. Because at the time, I didn't know any different.
Okay.
And South Africa was very different then. There wasn't the internet.
But I love that, Jonty. How did you get to that fantasy at such a young age?
It was there. It was always there. So sex was always a really huge part of my life and my fantasy life. So how do you find these people? So I have to tell you the story of this because I love these stories. So I found this little magazine called a Contact magazine. Mm-hmm. With no pictures in it. And I found out afterwards that only about a quarter of the ads in it were real.
Oh, no.
Because otherwise it would have been two pages. So the rest were all these ads that people had made up to fill the magazine. And what you did was you took a nude picture of yourself. Now, before digital cameras, before digital camera phones, how do you find somebody to take nude pictures of you? Because those have to be developed at a photo lab.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So I found somebody to take these pictures of me. There was its whole other weird story. So I replied to this thing, and you put your reply in an envelope, and you put your replies in a big envelope with the code on the envelopes, and they forward them to these people. So this couple contact me. I go to their house, and we share a bottle of wine, and we chat, and I left. And a couple of days later, he phones me, and he says, do you want to come and share our bed? That was exactly how he said it. And I went, and this was as exciting as it was just as terrifying.
Yes, I'm sure.
I can imagine.
Because now all of these thoughts are in my head. What do I actually do? How does it work? Never mind anything else. Like, what are the mechanics of it?
Okay, so your fantasy hadn't actually gone that far.
No. It was just this idea.
Just the idea.
That's
the idea is sometimes much and nicer than the reality.
Yeah, and these kind of vague images. But how do you do this? Mm-hmm. So I go to their house, and they'd sent their kids away for the night. And they'd been doing this for years, so they were very experienced. Oh. And we chatted a bit. We had a little bit of wine. And then she went into the bedroom. And then he said to me, come. And they just kind of orchestrated this whole thing. And it was a pretty amazing experience. And it took me quite a while to get my head around it and to work out, like, what did I enjoy? What didn't I enjoy? What was really cool? What wasn't? Did I want to do it again? All of these sorts of things.
Okay. And what are the answers to those? How did you find it? What did you enjoy about it? I am so interested.
Well, you know, my sexuality has changed enormously since then because it's now my work and it's the world that I spend a lot of time in. What comes out of it essentially is that there are so many different experiences. Mm-hmm. And most of the times we don't actually know what something's like until we're there. Mm. And when you have a place that you can actually start to explore these things, and that's why you dip your toe into the water. And then you take a step back and you talk. And this is the single most important aspect in jumping into this world, is how do you communicate? So a lot of people come and see me and they say we're bored with our sex life. So the single biggest problem in long-term relationships is sexual boredom. Because then we want to go find something somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting it at home.
And that something somewhere else is so beautiful when people can talk. They've now discussed it, and that's when Jonty refers a lot of people to us. Okay. And I think a lot of psychologists refer people to us, to Lara at Pharaoh's. And people phone in and they discuss all of this. And I mean, I really get really everything out of people because they don't have to hide anything from me. When anybody phones and discusses it, I ask questions. I mean, I'm definitely not reading a verse out of the Bible, but I really discuss and I ask questions and I really get it. And I always say, I wish I can have the psychologist in the same room because I see it all, I hear it all, and I think we hear it all. People are wonderful, and it's wonderful that we've created something where people can openly talk about their sexuality and also about things that worry them in life. I mean, definitely. I, for instance, at the age of 40, I think, really discovered my sexuality. And I think, and that sounds silly, I own this beautiful fantasy club, but that's really the truth. It took me a long time in my life to realize who I really am and what I really want, and I can actually today teach it. We find a lot of women out there over 40 that's never had a climax.
Well, I think that's what actually makes the difference, because you've also been there. You've been on this journey of discovery, and you're just sharing
and I love
what appeals to you.
Sharing it with women more than anything.
And that's one of the biggest things, one of the biggest issues with so much of modern sexuality from a very clinical point of view, is it's very, very theoretical. And therefore, it's often very judgmental. So please call us with your questions and your comments on 0861-555-189. Contact us on WeChat. So from this article that Galen Fuss wrote, he says that contemporary sexuality is tangled up in outdated, archaic, and irrelevant moral and religious doctrines designed for a cultural mindset equivalent to the Middle Ages. It is my opinion that humanity has reached a point in evolution where our sexuality is busting loose from the ultimately flimsy bonds of fear-driven moralities about the flesh and our more wild, instinctual dimensions of sexual behavior. And this is where we start to say, let's go beyond the theory. Let's go beyond the limitations, and let's go beyond the judgments. Because one of the biggest principles of conscious sexuality says there is nothing is forbidden, nothing is taboo, because everything can teach us something about ourselves, about each other, about our relationship. If we do that with consciousness, what's the purpose? So if the purpose is to allow me to express more of myself, that becomes amazing. And if I can find the space for you, my partner, to express more of yourself, together we can create something that's much wider in terms of our relationship.
It's gross.
Okay, well, now I've read that there is soft swinging and hard swinging.
Yes.
Okay. So please school me.
There are so many different things.
There are so many. You know, you can't name it. It's like some people say, we don't swing. We live a lifestyle. I don't care what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it is a kind of swinging. People, I also don't want to hear that word. I'd say that's why I called my place a fantasy club. Because you live a fantasy. And but some people, it becomes their lifestyle. They live this. Mm-hmm. But I think it could be also a little bit dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
You must never forget why you went there in the first place, or why you want to sort of grow in yourself, and you want to be open with your partner and never make it too much of a wild game.
So then
also become a little bit.
So let's talk a little bit about some of those labels, the soft and the hard, and what that actually means.
Please.
So my thing with labels is, and you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, that the labels are sometimes important because they give us some kind of definition of ourselves and of each other.
Yeah. But
the labels also become the limitations, because what happens when we want to do something beyond what we think we are? And that's the problem of the label.
Wow. You label yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but
soft.
From a young age, sorry to interrupt you. Mm.
You're not sorry. Because you do that lots. So you're not sorry. So don't say it.
You have to do it.
That's it. Just do it and say it.
We're having a discussion here.
Yes.
Know? But we are taught to label our world. And I hear exactly what you're saying, that does actually limit us. So how do we then come out of that, of what we've been taught?
By having experiences and by saying that if this is what we feel like tonight, mm-hmm. then this is what it is that we're going to do, which doesn't make us something or something else, and it doesn't make us not something or it doesn't make us not something else. So
I hear you.
So soft swinging generally includes anything except penetration.
Okay.
So that could be kissing, it could be touching, it could be licking, it could be sucking, it could be a threesome, it could be a foursome, it could be a whole room full
as
of people
long as
doing stuff
no
like
penetration.
There's no penetration. Mm. And then hard swinging is generally penetration. And that's
and
what it is.
Voyeurism okay. is when you just want to sit and watch people.
And exhibitionism is when you want to sit and be watched. And none of them are limited. So tonight you might want to be a voyeur. And tomorrow night you might want to be an exhibitionist. And that's what it is. So Gugu has sent us a very interesting comment. Gugu says that...
Hello?
Oh, we have a call. Johan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Hi, Johan.
Hi, Laura.
Nice to hear you.
Are you involved in the swinging or lifestyle community?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a long-standing member at Ferris.
Okay. Why did you get involved in this in the first place? What drew you to this experience?
Well, it's just the openness and honesty of the people there, the sense of friendship, the naughtiness, sexiness. It's just a great environment.
That's nice to hear, Jan.
And obviously, you get a lot from the experiences. What do you get from these experiences?
Good sex?
Well, obviously, yeah. Obviously, sex and swinging and obviously the pleasure of it. I'm also learning a great lot from the tantra experiences from Jonty. It's expanded my sex life, me and my partner's sex lives. It's so interesting and so open.
That's wonderful. And in terms of that openness, what has it given in other aspects of your life?
Well, in just the way I live my life in business and in friendships with other people, you just learn to be so open, and you learn to just express your experiences with your friends.
Yeah, and that's so important, because one of the biggest principles that we work with is saying that our sexuality is not in a vacuum. It's not this little box that we take out in very specific circumstances and contexts, and then we put it away again.
Yes.
We bring it into the open and into every aspect of our lives.
As I say, in terms of business, the way I conduct my business is now totally different.
The way you look at people is different, Johan.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, because you actually get to stop judging people so much.
Yeah, and experience their way of thinking, their way of life in a different light, and accepting that. Every one of us are different, and you embrace that different concepts in other people's lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that.
Okay, I have a question. Yes. Spider here. What is it that actually inspired you to want to try out the Fantasy Club, and how did you find Laura?
Because he's so ugly and he couldn't find people.
He's gorgeous. I actually recognized his voice because he comes to a lot of the workshops, which I really appreciate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What inspired me is I was single at the time, I was just so tired of the society's concept of what a relationship should be, how long you should be going out with somebody before you start sleeping with them, etc. And
yeah.
So I just started looking for a place where everybody is like-minded. That concept of sex is not closed to a relationship, you don't hurt anybody by sleeping with them. Whether you call a girl the next morning or not, that's perfectly fine. I found that in the club in the lifestyle. Also, finding Laura, I mean, internet search, Google is wonderful, and Laura's right there. So Ferris was right there, and I joined up there.
It's wonderful, Johan, and I love the growth in you. It's amazing. I remember the very first time when you guys got there. I recognized your voice by accident. Yes. But I really think this is wonderful. And if it did all that good for you, then this is powerful.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Thank
because
you.
When you do this, the sun does not come up tomorrow morning.
And the nice thing is, John T. and Johan, my lovely lady on my right, if you slept with a woman last night at the club, you happen to have wonderful sex with her, you do not have to take her telephone number. And you do not have to wake up with her tomorrow morning and call her again. It's okay. You're not coming to these places to find a partner or a marriage.
No.
Just to enjoy another inner sexual energy.
Yeah. And this is one of the things. So this is what I've come to, is that this is the way I explain it. Mm-hmm. We have all these different nutritional needs. So you need vitamin A, you need vitamin B, you need protein, you need iron, you need calcium, all of these different things. Vitamin A will only hook into a vitamin A receptor in your body. Protein will only hook into a protein receptor in your body. You have different sexual and sensual needs. When different people and different experiences can fulfill those, then so much more of you is being fulfilled in different ways. Because there are some things that some people will turn on in you, and some never will. So thank you so much for that, Johan, and have an absolutely awesome, pleasureful day.
Thank you very much, Dante.
And enjoy good sex, Johan.
Will do. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, guys.
So let's get back to Gugu, because Gugu says that I'm black, and I've never heard nor witnessed any swingers in the black community. I would love to try it, but then my fiancé is also just very traditional, and he doesn't understand any of this, so I can only dream. So I nailed my colors to the mast, Spider. Let's hear about your experiences, if you've ever had any, with more than one person at a time.
Well, definitely I've tried the more than one person.
And what was that? Two women, two men, man, woman?
Well, I've had two women. I've had a few women.
You've had two women?
Few men.
Yes.
So yeah, I've tried my options, but also it was when I was single, and mm-hmm. I was just in the mindset to just try things out and explore my sexuality. But I don't think relationship wise I've evolved to that level yet.
So let's,
I'm very
there's
jealous.
No reason for her not to learn more about herself.
Mm. Exactly.
And by learning about herself, she most probably will open up and be able to talk to her man that's so traditional. And I hope you don't lie on your back and lift your legs every time, because that's extremely traditional.
Yeah, don't do that, Gugu. Really get there and get in with the fire. Because when you can do that, and when you can expand your sexuality, this is so, so, so important to understand that our relationships, therefore our sexuality and our pleasure, are so much more about us than about our partners.
Exactly.
So somebody who came to see me last week in my practice, and we were talking about the fact that she hasn't explored a lot of her sexuality because she's never found quite the right person. Now, that's an enormous limitation because you're making that dependent on somebody else.
And it's not somebody else's duty to make you feel fabulous.
That's it. So the more that we can explore ourselves and our own sexuality, the more we can get in touch with ourselves, the more we can start to change our relationships to make different decisions. And that's not saying that you have to end your relationship.
No, not at all.
Because you're just opening the door to possibilities, to a discussion, to say, how do we open this? How do we start exploring this? What does it mean? And even if we're just talking for months and months and months before we maybe do anything and maybe not, the intimacy and the communication between us starts to deepen. Because I say, why is this so exciting for me? And then I have to explain that to you.
I don't want Gugu to go away because this worries me now.
Gugu's not going away. She's on the screen.
She has got...
She's messaged us.
I just have a little message for her. Shock the shit out of your man tonight. Go out and buy yourself some sexy underwear and wait for him at the front door. If he's going to have a heart attack, it's fine. He was going to die anyway. If he's going to be cross with you, he won't be cross with you for long. Mm-hmm. But never think a man is too traditional. He's getting it somewhere else. You shock him tonight and see what his reaction is, Gugu, and allow us to know what the result
was. Yeah, we'd love to hear that. But this is the other side of that, is to say that if you're responsible and I want to tell you why this might excite me, the other side of that says you have to tell me why that's fearful for you.
For you. Yeah,
because when we don't want to do something, what's the fear?
Exactly.
And that's so important. And if we can start talking about that, we can find a way to actually start expanding our relationship.
And that's why this platform is so awesome, because we're getting people to talk. People are actually starting to talk more.
And there are
like, we're not saying go and do this and do
no.
that. No.
No,
we're
not at all.
There's no sharing. Recipe.
Exactly.
There's no judgment.
Ideas. There's no
it's
judgment.
Sharing of ideas.
Although I have little labels that I learned from many clubs all over the world, that if you walk in the front door, you get a little elastic to tell people what you're into, which I think is so powerful.
Okay.
So that's a little label, if you want to call it a label. But I think it just, because people don't talk when someone walks in and says, how are you? My name is Lizzie. What are you into? No one says that.
Yeah, true.
Because we can't often acknowledge that within ourselves. So yeah. We'll hint and we'll imply and we'll hope.
But
instead
you also
of saying,
bullshit
this
people.
Is what I want.
You sit the whole night and you talk and they buy you drinks and you still don't know what are these people into. But when you look at the little band, you see it's green. Green means I'm a swinger. It never means that everything's okay. No, always means no. But yes, this is what I am approachable. We do swing. There's a pink one for voice. There's different ones for different reasons. Yeah. But it makes it so much easier. So that's a little bit of a labeling I had to tell you about.
Well, I think that's a type of labeling that actually
you
opens
like.
Up. It doesn't limit you. It's a limitless labeling.
That's
it's just
it.
Saying, hey,
exactly.
You could discover this and that with me. Yeah.
So
let's test it out.
We're on cliffcentral.com and the number is?
0861-555-189. Please holler at your girl.
And
holler,
we're
colors.
At WeChat, cliffcentral.com. And we are having a wonderful time with Lara and with Spider. Talking about swinging, we're talking about relationships, because this is the bigger context. And it's really important that we put our sexuality in a context, because that's when it starts to make sense, that you're not doing something just because. Because when you do something just because it's exciting, it's thrilling. Wow.
Or maybe just because for someone else.
Yeah.
And yeah, because he wanted me to
and
go
and that becomes
there.
So
really
destructive. Because all that does is it builds up anger and resentment. And ultimately, that is just so
it's
destructive to a relationship. And that's so important that you do this for yourself. That's what we were saying earlier, that your pleasure and your relationship is your responsibility. But if I am doing this for you, that's going to be destructive, because it's exciting for 6 weeks. Then it's not so exciting anymore. And then it gets normal. So I need the next thrill and the next one. Where do you go with that? Because there's no consciousness or awareness in that. There's no conscious choice. There's no why are we doing this.
A lot of people will say, but if we do, we start off playing with a girl, where is this going to go? People are very scared of their own sexuality and what will happen. Where will this lead to?
Mm.
It doesn't have to lead to anything. It's like I'm going to have prawns tonight. The first time I'm going to have prawns, what's going to happen? Will I be allergic to it? Will it be bad for me? Am I going to get fat? Take a chance.
Take a chance. You never know till you
open yourself up and just, if you're comfortable with, if you and your partner are comfortable with whatever you want to do, it can only be beautiful.
And after the prawns, we'll try some pizza.
Exactly.
And then we'll have some steak. And then we'll have some
and
ribs.
You'll blow up and you'll know it'll blow you up.
And some things you are going to like more than others, and some things you're going to enjoy more than others.
Exactly.
And some things you're going to try once and you're going to say, okay, so we learned something from this.
Mm.
And that's important, is not to judge the experiences, because often from a so-called lousy or negative experience, you can learn more, because it refines your communication with each other. says, we're doing this and one of us is not happy, are we strong enough to say, I'm not happy with this, I want to leave now? And if you can communicate that clearly about your sexuality, you can communicate that clearly about
everything else. In
absolutely.
Life.
That's it. It just opens so many avenues. I mean, you get a lot of people that get there and, they've tried maybe swinging a little bit with someone. And you can see the guy's really not happy because his wife's enjoyed a little more. And then you'll get the email and say, I really try and handle this situation because she had an orgasm out of hell and nothing really happened to me. It was so short-lived. I watched her. He was so busy concentrating on her pleasure that she's going to enjoy a little more than him. And you know what? Takes a bit of time. They go and talk about it. They're very adult about it. We talk. And the next thing, he enjoys more than her. And voila. Beautiful.
So Johan's back on the line. Johan, aren't you working this morning? No, this is different, Johan.
This is a different Johan.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, Johan?
Hello, Johan.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. This has been a very enticing discussion. I really enjoy.
Thank you. Are you involved in this lifestyle at all, Johan?
Johnny, yes, I am. My wife and I are also subscribed members of Forest.
Okay.
We get there quite often. Not often enough, but we do. And we thoroughly enjoy it.
What brought you to Pharaohs in the first place, Johan?
My wife and I were very intrigued by... Well, we started off by reading the Sex at Dawn.
Okay. How long have you been married?
12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And that started discussions on monogamy and the way it's structured and, what is the cause of it and so on and so forth. And then we went to Sexpo 2 years ago. We bumped into the exhibition there. And funny enough, my wife said, we're going to come back to you. And that was a great experience for us.
See, Sexpo is such a dangerous place, people. See what happens when you go to all these funny
love
places.
Johan, I have a question. How do you bring it up with your partner? And I believe that's a question a lot of people are asking. Like, how do I actually
very important
bring
question.
This up?
Yeah. See, for me, it wasn't a matter of how do I bring it up. We are free talkers and we have open communication and discussion. Especially, while we were reading Sex at Dawn, we started off by we were doing a lot of talking, and so it was almost a natural progression. And and we were talking about swingers. We were talking about the various lifestyles. So it wasn't such a choice that we had to make. We all of these were open in our discussions and in our forums that we had with each other. And then when we visited the store, the stand at Sexpo, it was as if
another door opened for you.
There was a door opening to say, but God, this is nice. So we went there the first night and we were absolutely in awe for being able to be amongst people or having sex. We haven't in the past 2 years shared our sex with anybody. But we enjoy the lifestyle. We go to Pharaohs. We still talk. We talk a lot. So much so, it happened in the past week or so where my wife decided that now it's time for us to progress and start moving forward and invite people into our relationship.
So it's
not something that we forced on each other. We enjoyed it. We enjoy the thrill of being amongst people who are having sex.
That's so beautiful to hear, Johan. I love your positive, complete positiveness.
And when you
about
give each other the freedom
this.
To do that, the progression of it is awesome. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Johan. Thank you, Johan. Thank you for calling, Johan.
You're welcome. Have a good day, then.
Thank you.
So here's an interesting question. Who does this? What kind of people do this?
Yes, I'm very interested. Laura, do you have any black folk in there?
I hate that question.
But we've
Can you give
ask.
Me another one?
Yes. Okay, so here's the next question. The next question is, who does this? And the fact is that it's everybody.
Your mother, your brother, your cousin, your priest, your advocate, your doctor.
Your mechanic.
Anyone,
your mechanic.
Anyone.
Anyone. Your politicians. Airball.
It's the absolute spectrum of people. It's not limited to anybody. And it's not limited to anybody who's Jewish or who's Christian or who's Muslim.
It or if is you're big or you're small, everybody does it.
And the age range is enormous. It's from people in their early 20s to over 80.
What?
Over 80.
Yes, absolutely. I won't say the club is filled with geriatrics.
No.
We're going to have a geriatric party, by the way. It's going to be absolutely fun.
But there are people, and we've had people at workshops of over 70 years old.
You will find people at that age don't look that age because they're sexually in touch with themselves. When you're sexually in touch with yourself, you look younger.
Because you are healthier, your immune system works better, your digestive system works better, your joints work better.
Your brain operates better.
You have all these pleasure chemicals in your body, which means you are less stressed, you get sick a lot less, you're more creative, because creativity and sexuality are so linked. So you are so much happier and more vibrant and more alive. So,
wow. Makes sense.
The number is to call us on
0861-555-189. Call in, guys.
CliffCentral.com. Call in with your questions because this is such an important topic because there are so few people who at some point have not considered this. And sex with more than one person is in the top three of everybody's fantasy list in some way.
You asked, is the club Snow White?
Yeah.
I actually hate that question because you have got to understand, I'm an Afrikaanse lady that started this because I worked with women for many, many years in my life. I made them beautiful. I painted their toenails. I made them, put them on slimming pills and all sorts of things. That was my life. I made their hair beautiful, plucked their eyebrows, took their hair out of their ears. So I made women beautiful. So when women look terrible and the hair's flat and down and wet, they talk. So I heard many stories, and that's why I realized I can create something where women feel free, where women get that sort of sexual growth. Why sexual? Maybe because I was so stagnated.
Wow.
Stunted in
that
my
is
sexual.
Empowering. That is empowering.
And I created all of this, and I was knocked from everywhere because it's not a man. Well, how can a woman do this? What are you trying to achieve? And then the racial thing came in, and it was very difficult because remember when I started, it was very much the Boere, the Afrikaner, that came to the club. And then eventually we got some Jewish people, and we got a little bit of English people, and a little bit of, you know, everybody. And slowly, slowly, I had to first break through the different fantasies. Because now all of a sudden the club was just couples.
Okay.
Then I brought in single ladies because men sort of couldn't handle the fact that there was another man. And eventually I thought to myself, if men can live their fantasies with another woman, why can't a woman live a fantasy with another man? And I allowed a couple of really well-screened single guys into the club. And I realized, wow, this works well. It really works well.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
But
and Tamar is on the line.
Oh, lovely. Let's first listen to Tamar. I want to go back to the racial thing.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well. And you guys?
We are having
thank you,
such fun here.
Wish we had
you. I'm listening and I'm enjoying every second. This is the best show ever.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Is it because it's about sex, Tamar?
Oh, sex. Wow, that's interesting. I know.
Do you know a little bit about sex, Tamar?
A little bit. Just a little bit. I'm a very curious person, yes.
Yeah. So, Tamar works with me. Tamar is my partner in a lot of the massage experiences that we do. And we have to say a very sad goodbye to Tamar today because Tamar is going back to Israel for a few months. And Tamar works with Lara.
I really, honestly, I've told you so many times, I'm going to miss you so much. You've become such an amazing entity in that place. I think not only me, but a lot of people are going to miss you.
So what have you got from expanding your sexuality? What is the greatest gift that you've received for yourself?
Well, I must say that I'm listening to the show, and the first thing that I feel and I know is that my heart, first of all, changed. My emotions and all my emotion procedure and processing have changed tremendously. So it's interesting enough that through sexuality and expanding your sexual experiences in a very safe, beautiful environment, in the communication space, I actually realized that I became a stronger person, a much more optimistic person. I realized that so much is out there. I became much more creative. And I'm just actually, I understand really the possibilities are endless. And this is something I never experienced in my life before I tapped into that.
That's so cool. Thank you so much. Mm. And we wish you a wonderful day, and we will all see you later tonight.
Thank you, guys. And you're really, really awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
A very important question. Yeah. I'm not sure what to do. When being intimate with my boyfriend, he has recently shown no excitement. He just appears to switch off. It makes me feel like he isn't attracted to me and that I may be doing something wrong. I've asked him what is wrong. He says he doesn't know. I've tried to get him to talk, but he closes off. It's difficult because I don't know what's wrong, as it has been going on for a couple of months. We've been together for a year now. It's come to the point where I just don't engage in intimacy anymore, as I feel he doesn't enjoy it anymore. So firstly, you are probably not doing anything wrong.
She's doing nothing wrong.
This is more about him, and it's about communication. Now, for a lot of men, this is the scariest part of life to talk about, because their self-definition, their ego, is so wrapped up and wound up in their sexuality. So, so many different factors could be involved in this. It could be stress at work.
It could be stress called Lizzie.
It could be so many different things, and there is not one definitive answer. What you do have to do is you have to find a way to open the communication, and you have to do that generally with somebody else, because you're not going to be able to do it on your own together.
Shock him. I love the shock method.
Yeah, we know.
You take out your vibrator and you lube, and you, while he's lying there looking very bored, you play with yourself and you make underground noises, something he's never heard before. You just go crazy, girl. Don't look for problems in you. Play around with yourself.
So it's exactly the
open
same.
Your mind.
So this is actually a guy who's sending the message in. This is actually a man sending the message. But the advice is exactly the same. You have to open the door. You have to start talking. So whether you come and see me, whether you go and see somebody else, you have to start talking. Without that, you cannot go anywhere.
Chanti, what and if she, for instance, talks to him and he doesn't want to?
At some point, you have to make a decision on what's important
over him and
in your relationship and what's important in your life. Some relationships are going to work and last, and some are not.
And some guys don't have the guts to tell you that, my darling, it's over.
And sitting here now, there isn't a simple answer to these things. There isn't a 1-2-3 solution that says this is how it's going to be. There are just possibilities.
It's unique and to everyone.
That's it. And once you start talking, once you can open those doors, if you can learn different things, if you can learn how to be together, that can open some beautiful and amazing doors.
We as women, when you get that negative reaction from anything or anybody, you sort of cover yourself in a little ball.
Yes,
and
you,
that's
go in,
wrong.
You go inside that and you don't want to talk about it.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me there's no wrong and right. Just make up your mind and just go and do something different.
Yes. So, this show is going to be podcast.
Yay.
Which is really awesome. So, you can download this anytime on cliffcentral.com.
Oh, we can put this on the site.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely fantastic. Yay. On Thursday night, the 5th of June.
Wow.
We are going to extend this discussion, and Lara and I are going to do an introductory talk on swinging and sexual exploration at 7:30. So that information will be on the Facebook page. It will be on my website, eroslifesa.com. It will be at Pharaoh's, and everybody is welcome. Sign up for my newsletter, eroslifesa.com. There will be more information in that. Next Friday morning, we are talking about sex toys. So please, what we want to know is what your most embarrassing toy experience was, what went wrong with the toys, and what you've used at home as a sex toy. Not something that you bought from the shop, but what have you found at home, in your bathroom, in the kitchen, anywhere you like, that you have enjoyed and you have used sexually.
Or handle or whatever.
Yeah, those vibrating.
That's it.
Toothbrushes.
Mm. Yeah. So, interesting question here. My husband and I have been there a few times, and he always wants to go back. Me, on the other hand, find I become too shy and conscious. Need to spice up our sex life. Really dead. So, very often, you're not communicating because one of you is not getting what you want, which means that you're not communicating what your needs and desires and wants are.
Good. And communication with Lara is also good.
Absolutely. And that's what this platform is. That's what a lot of the work I do is how we can open the doors to communicate and how you can learn a range of beautiful sensual experiences that might not be about sex. And this is for our previous caller with the question that they're lacking intimacy, is how you can start to create that intimacy. You have to open the conversation and then you create the intimacy through touching in different ways. Very gentle. Like, you remember last week we did this really beautiful dancing hands exercise?
Yes.
That
was fun.
Creates a space for intimacy. It creates a space for you to start connecting and to start talking. You need both of them. You need the body because that's what creates the intimacy. Then the mind.
Jonty, it's wonderful because you're a talker and you communicate very easily and it's so beautiful. And I think if there's any of these people that really want to communicate and share some of their problems with Jonty or myself, it's easy. You can go on my website, www.pharaohs, just remember pharaohs.co.za, or email me info@pharaohs.co.za, or speak to Jonty. We work well together. There's lots of problems out there, we understand, and we are not doctors, psychologists, but about sex, we know a lot.
And understand as well that just going to have sex with somebody
and
else
relationships
is not necessarily going to fix a lot of things.
Absolutely.
In your relationship. Because when people come and they say we're bored and we want to do this to spice up our relationship, very often it's going to cause
dangerous.
More problems. But if we can be conscious and we can say why, and we can start to create something stronger between us, that's when it can make us stronger. And that's
Absolutely.
What's so important.
Well, I definitely hear that, and I love this. So, yeah, please,
we
always
can go
join
on
us.
Forever, Mala.
So once again,
definitely.
We're on cliffcentral.com. Next week, we are talking about sex toys. So, Spider, I want you to bring your toys. I want to see whatever you've got.
Really?
Yes.
You really want to see?
I want to see, because this is now getting personal. So
I'll think about it.
I want to see what you got, Spider. Once again.
Are you going to bring yours?
Absolutely.
Oh, you better.
Once again, this show will be podcast. info@pharaohs.eroslifesa.com. Thank you all so much for sharing with us this morning because it has been a lot of fun and I hope we've raised some interesting questions. Next Thursday night, we will be happy to continue this discussion and answer even more questions. You do not have to be part of a couple and you just have to be interested in possibilities. So thank you.
Come with an open mind.
For sharing.
Yes, and come and share your sexual with experiences
us.
With us.
Thank you, Duncan and Jeff, for our beautiful music.
Thank you, Jonty.
And we wish you all so much pleasure.
And Spider.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. I've learned so much. I'm like thinking about so many things
more.
Right now.